He did not enter, but looked at the face upon the wall. That much he owed her. "Roland, I love thee," Susan Delgado had screamed. And he knew it was the truth, for it was only her love that rendered her recognizable. And love or no love, in the end she had still burned. "This is a place of death," he thought, "and not just here. All these rooms, every floor." "Yes, gunslinger," whispered the voice of the tower, "but only because your life has made it so." After the 38th floor, Roland climbed faster. 7. Standing outside, Roland had judged the tower to be roughly 600 feet high. But as he peered into the 100th room, and then the 200th, he felt sure he must have climbed 8 times 600. Soon, he would be closing in on the mark of distance his friends from America's side had called a mile. That was more floors than there could possibly be. No tower could be a mile high. But still he climbed, climbed until he was nearly running, yet never did he tire. It once crossed his mind that he'd never reach the top, that the dark tower was infinite in height as it was eternal in time. But after a moment's consideration, he rejected the idea, for it was his life the tower was telling, and while that life had been long, it had by no means been eternal. And as it had had a beginning, marked by the cedar clip and the bit of blue silk ribbon, so it would have an ending. Soon now, quite likely. The light he sensed behind his eyes was brighter now, and did not seem so blue. He passed a room containing Zoltan, the bird from the weed-eater's hut. He passed a room containing the atomic pump from the way station. He climbed more stairs, paused outside a room containing a dead lobstrosity, and by now the light he sensed was much brighter and no longer blue. It was quite sure it was